Parshas Kedoshim Shishi Perek Yates Pasuk Lamed Gimel. V'chigor itcha ger ba'artzachem, and if a proselyte dwells among you in your land, lo sanu oso, you shall not harass him. Rashi says lo sanu onas devar, which means verbal harassment. Lo somar lo, don't tell him emesh hayisa obi kochav. Last night you were idolater. V'ashav atabba lumot Torah. Now you want to learn Torah shenatam p'igur that was given from the mouth of Hashem. The proselyte who dwells with you shall be like a native among you. The ger should be like you. Like a native. And you should love him like you. Because you were gerim, sojourners in the land of Egypt. And Yashav Elokecha, my Hashem, your God. Rashi says, you were aliens, you were sojourners. Mom shebecha, the imperfection that exists among in you, atomer l'chaverecha, don't say to your friend. And yeshem l'kecham, elokecha v'elokav ani, I'm your God and also his God. Pasuk lamed hey. Lo sasu avel b'mishpat, do not do wrong injustice, but b'midab b'mishkol b'msura, in measurement, weight, or misura. Rash says, lo sasu avel b'mishpat, im l'dayim, if this commandment is talking to a judge, right, Karnam was already sent earlier, lo sasu avel b'mishpat, don't do wrong injustice. Umahu mishpat hashanikan, so what's the justice here? Hu hamida v'mishkol v'mesura. That's the measurements, the weights, and the volumes. Melamu, which teaches you, sha'amodeid, one who measures nikridayim, is called a judge. Sh'im shikar b'mida, because if you lied in measurement, how you can kalkel asadin, it's like he's perverting the judgment. The kari avel is a wrongdoer, sonny, hateful, mishukas, repulsive, cherim, banned, v'so'eva, and abominable. The gorim chamish advarim, and it causes five things, hamur b'dayim, which are stated by a judge who prefers judgment. Number one is b'tamei srt, contaminates the land. Macha'al Hashem, and he desecrates Hashem's name. Umisalakas Hashkin, he causes the Shkin to be removed. Umapil as Yisrael Bechar, and causes Yisrael, the Jewish nation, to fall by sword. Umigalas Osam Beratam, and causes them to be exiled from their land. Bamida, Sumidas Art, that's the measurement of an area of land. Bamishkal, Kimashma, which means weight. Umam Surah, he midas Allah Bayavish, that's the volume of the liquids and dry ingredients. Pasuk Lam Vav, Meoznate Sedek, Abne Tzedek, you shall have correct scales, corrected stones. Eifa sedek vihin sedek, a correct eifa and a correct hin. Yelachem should be for you. And Yeshem akechem asher oseisi aschem meretz Mitzrayim. I'm Hashem regard who took you out of Mitzrayim. Rashi said, "Oh, avnei tzedek heim hamishkalos is the weights of shkolim kinegda, which are against which they weigh. Eifa midas yavish, that's a dry measure. Hin is zuhi midas alach, that's a liquid measure. Asher oseisi aschem amenaske on condition that you keep honest weights and measures. Hashem brought you out of Mitzrayim. The racher or another way of reading the pasuk." I've distinguished between the droplet which causes the firstborn to become born and the other children who are not firstborns. And I am the one who can be trusted to cause exact punishment. One who stores his weight in salt, the honus is abrios to cheat the people. Who do not know about them, but Hashem does know about them. You shall observe my decrees and my ordinances, and you shall perform them. I am Hashem. Perek Chaf Pasuk Aleph. By the Baruch Hashem of Moshe Lemar, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Beis. Ben Yisrael Tomar, and to the Jews say, Ish Ish Ibnei Yisrael, a person from the Jewish nation, I mean a Ger Gar B'Yisrael or a proselyte who lives in lands with the Jews. Asher Yitain Mizaro LaMalach, when he gives his seed to Malach, Mosi Mosi will surely die. Ama arts yigrimu be'evan, the people of the land will pelt him with stones. Rashi says, Ve'al b'nei yisof tomar, unshim al-azhar, the punishment for negative commandments. That's what you should be saying to them. Mosimus, be'bezdin, in the courts of the person will die. Ve'im inkoch be'bezdin, ama arts misayin yisof, the people, if the courts don't have the power to put him to death, for example, like the sinner is a powerful and violent person, then the people in the land have to help out to bring justice. Am ha'aretz, people of the land, am shebegino, the people on whose account, nivrei olam, the world was created. That's am ha'aretz. Dover acher, am shesidim liyar she'esaretz, people who are destined to inherit the land, alidei mitzvos halalu, through these specific commandments. So the first reading of Rashi means the word ha'aretz means the entire world, and according to the second interpretation, it refers to the world to come, which means ha'aretz, the world of olam haba. Pasuk Gimel. Vani attain as panai be'ishahu. I will direct my face at that man. And will cut him off among his people. He mizaron nasanamach, because from his own seed, his offspring, he gave his son off to gave it over to Malach. L'man tamei asvik nashi, so in order to defile that which is sacred to me, ulachal l'shem kashi, and to desecrate my holy name. Rashi says, atenas panai, panai shall be my attention, ponani mikol askai, but osik ba, I will turn all my concerns and deal with him. But ish v'lo b'tzibur, but not a community, she'in kol tzibur nechrosiv, because the entire community cannot be cut off. Something says, Ma'avir bino v'toba ish, one who passes his son and daughter through the fire. Ben bino b'as b'tomin ehenu, grandson or a grandson from his son or a grandson from his daughter. Tamalomar, ki mizaro l'molach nasan l'molach, for he has given of his offspring to the molach. Is that a pasuk, and that offspring is including, as the word zar is used in that banav, which implies grandchildren as well. Rashi continues, Zara Pasmin, I know people, children who were included in a prohibited marriage are included as well. Tamalomar, Bisito, Mizar Lamalach, when he gives his offspring to Molech, and that means that superfluous statement means even if it's Zara Pasmin, Laman Tameas, Timeasar, Nikashi, as Knesset Yisrael, the assembly of the Jewish people, Shimukudashis, which is sanctified to me, that's what Mikashi means. Koloshon, Fale Chalu, as Mikashai, you should not desecrate that of mine which is holy. That's referring to, it's not a reference to the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan, but it's speaking about the sacrificial service of a kohen who is a blemish. Pasuk Dal Vim Halim Yalim Limu Ama Aretz Asinehem Mina Ishahu. If the people avert their eyes from the man when he gives his offspring, this obviously Tomiz Al Malach when he gives his children to offspring to Molech, Levati Himisa So. And not to put him to death. Rashi says, "Vem halim yalimu, im halimu b'davar achad." If they avert their eyes in one manner, sof shalimu b'davar harbe, they will, in the plural, be averting a lot of different things. Im halimu sanjer katana, sof shalimu sanjer gadol. If the lesser sanjer will avert their eyes, ultimately the great sanjer, even they will avert their eyes and not be sensitive to it. Pasuk hey, samti anias panai ve'ishayu. I will concentrate my attention upon that man of mishachto and his family. And I will cut off him and all people that stray after him. There's no Zachary Moloch to go after Moloch, be carried along from their nation. Now she says, what's the problem with the family? What did they do wrong? This is a lesson that teaches you that you do not have a family which has an unjust tax collector, which they're all also not unjust tax collectors, for they all cover up for him, and they're by supporting his sin. Why is it stated? Why did it mention that he gets karis? We already mentioned that. So Lefish Nemar, since it says of Mishachto, Yochel Yukul Mishpach speak karis, my thought the entire family should be also chayv karis. Tamalomar, Oso behe karis, will look kol Mishpacha be karis, only he and not his family. It'll be certain, but they get torment, they get Yisurim. There's no Zachar Moloch. The Rabbos Shar of Ovodah Zarah, and includes other forms of idolatry, Sha'avada Bekach, which he's worshipped in such a manner, I feel aims to Avodasa, even if it's not its standard manner of worship. Pasuk Vav. Benefes Vesher Tifneh Alvos Al-Yidonim is Masacharem, and the man and the person who shall turn to the sorcery of the Avos and the Yidonim to stray after them, Nesati is Panay Benefes Ahi, I will concentrate my attention on that person. Bechrati Oso Mikarev Hamo, and cut him off from among his people. Pasuk Zayin, V'chizkav V'shtem V'yisim K'doshim, you shall sanctify yourselves, and you will be holy, K'ni Hashem Elokeichem, for I am Hashem, your God. V'chizkav Hashem, Rashi says, Zu Prishus Avodah Zarah, this is a separation from idolatry.